You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on Breakfast and we are talking about the New Zealand International Comedy Festival, which is still going for the rest of this week. It's the last week to catch it. And we've got Billy T nominee Advait Kirtikar in the studio. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
I'm great, thanks for having me.
Hey, lovely to have you up here. Wellington-based, so welcome
That's
to
right.
Auckland. What an exciting award to be up for, the Billy T. It's kind of a fantastic, acknowledgement of newcomer comedy potential. How are you feeling about being up for that one?
I'm pretty honoured to be on the list. It was a pretty cool, great lineup of comedians this year, so I'm pretty honoured to be on part of that list, and it should be a fun show.
I reckon. It is a very... I feel like the name for your show is great. New show, who dis?
That's right.
I feel like it's sort of telling us a little bit about the world you're stepping into there, but explain a bit more. What have you been kind of thinking through or working through in writing this?
So the first part of the show is just like me introducing myself to an audience that's like never heard of me, because most people in Auckland will never have seen me before. So this is an introduction to me, who I am.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's quite fun. You know, you kind of got a blank slate to step into.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second part of the show is about a girl I met briefly at the climbing gym, and I'm trying to find her in a very fun way. So yeah.
That's big Wellington core,
Yeah.
Nice. Climbing gym people, you should come along to this gig.
Yeah.
When did you get into comedy? What was your sort of access point to it?
So I heard a random clip of Aziz Ansari on the radio once, and it's like, oh, this guy's really funny. And then I just went home and got obsessed with it, and I was like, oh, this guy's really great. And I just got obsessed with other comics, and it's like, oh, maybe I could give this a go eventually.
Yeah.
And it's like slowly build my courage up to go up there and try, you know.
And when did you first take to the stage? When was your debut?
So it was 2015, I believe, at a Raw Quest in Christchurch, where
awesome.
Canterbury. I was studying there, and just tried it out. I was like, okay, this little competition makes it a bit more, gives you a bit more motivation to try something. It's like, instead
totally.
Of just like, oh, I've just done three drunk people at a bar at open mic night dumb jokes, is a lot nicer to go make the competition. Maybe I could win it, you know. There's a little delusion there, but yeah.
It's a good thing to set yourself that goal that you're not sure if it's there or not. Obviously, it's been a success for you. Being a Billy T nominee is like nothing to sniff your nose at. That's a pretty special thing. When did you get the call about that?
The day after the showcase in September last year, end of September. So it's really cool, yeah.
That is
really
cool.
On the way home and on the bus from the airport, I was like, oh, cool.
Nice.
Yeah, couldn't celebrate too hard on the bus, but, you know, get home and...
You have to be cool on the bus.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling. What was the work that that got you nominated for this? What were you working on at the time?
So what you have to do is like pitch to the judges your new concept show and what's going to happen in that show, and then you do a little showcase that night to top like 5-6 minutes of material, and then you just like try and do as best as you can, and then judges based on those things.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And they take into your like in consideration what potential you have in the comedy field and the industry later on. So yeah.
That's so cool. It's such a massive vote of confidence and a really exciting thing. You're also going to be at very like hallowed halls of Basement Theatre Studio, which is such a great space. You have had a couple of shows already, but there is tonight, Friday and Saturday to also catch. Who've been some people you've enjoyed watching at the Comedy Fest? Have you managed to get out and see other comedians in your last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I saw a few comedians in Wellington. I saw Iman Frank. It was great. I don't think he's got a show in Auckland, but he's like completely different than anything I've ever seen before, so it's like really fun. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. I feel like this is such a nice time of year for kind of there's like a flurry of creative energy, which then builds creative energy for the next thing. It's an inspiring time to be as an audience member, but also I'd imagine as a performer as well. Do you feel like in the working for this show you're already brains ticking over to like new material, next ideas, or are you someone who just has to commit to the bit you've got in front of you at the moment?
I'm just focusing on the stuff I have at the moment.
Wise.
I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Yeah.
Nice.
Well,
it's going to be a very exciting thing. Who would you recommend comes along to this show? Is there any sort of like dream audience you have in mind? Of course, Billy T nominees, you always know you're in for a good time, whatever, but who's kind of your person you're pitching at in your head?
Well, I'd love people who like enjoy climbing, so there's a lot of climbing jokes in this show, so if you like rock climbing, come along. It'll be a fun show for you guys, I think.
I feel like that's a good thing. If you've got on your like Hinge profile a picture of you at a climbing gym, this is where you take the person you're going on a date with tonight, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what time do your shows kick off tonight at 8?
It's 8:30. Ooh, that's...
Ooh. That was crazy.
Whoa.
No one wants to come to my show, I guess.
We're having a weird, super weird technical problem going on there.
Which is fine now, question mark?
Question mark? Sorry, that was okay. That's literally never happened to me in my 5 years of radio. Yep. Advait, what time is your show happening tonight?
My show's at 8:30 p.m. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, new show, Who Dis? Billy T nominee, Advait. It's great to have you in the studio. Break a leg for your season.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And good luck, fingers crossed, for the old Billy T Awards night.
Cool.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
See you soon.
See ya.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.